Okay, we're learning that the Zvachim, we're in the middle of a lengthy Mishnah, Mishnah Zion, parak, in the sixth parak, which discussed when it came to the sacrificing of a bird for a chatas of or an olas of, for either of these offerings, for a sin offering or an elevation offering, that one has to have the right intention. And we mentioned that if a person would have the improper thought that it should be brought chutzlim komo, outside of the proper place, in which was mentioned in the previous parak exactly how or where these sacrifices are to be brought, then in that situation the offering is invalid. However, the person would not receive any punishment. However, chutzl zmano, if a person would have the improper thought that it should be consumed outside of the proper time, a certain limited amount of time that you have to eat this sacrifice, pigul v'chayavnol of kares. So he said that, as we mentioned before, that if a person has improper thought about eating this sacrifice outside of the proper time, then it's a violation of pigul. And therefore, which is the Torah mentions that word, and someone who has this improper thought, the punishment of kares will apply. We had this cryptic line before. It's necessary in order to have violated pigul that a person would actually get this punishment. It's only in the situation where you brought that which makes the offering or the meat mutter permissible, which means specifically the sprinkling of the blood. The zrikas adam, once the blood is sprinkled on the altar, that is what makes the animal, or in this situation this bird, fit to be consumed. And therefore, if it was sprinkled properly, but you had an improper thought, that's when pigul applies. Ketzad kar v'matzer kemitzvah, so when does this apply? So malik b'shtika, the person does the slaughtering, or the malika with the fingernail, more specifically, b'shtika, silently, which means that person didn't have any improper thoughts, or of bringing it outside the proper time or place. Umitza hadam chutz l'zmano. But your intention at the time of the sprinkling of the blood was for it to be done outside the proper time. O shemol chutz l'zmano umitza hadam b'shtika. Even if you sprinkled it properly, but your thought, your improper thought, was the time of the slaughtering of this bird. O shemolach umitza hadam chutz l'zmano. Or certainly if you had improper thoughts by both of these stages of the slaughtering and the sprinkling. Zehu shikar v'matir k'mitzvaso. The reality is that if you did the sacrifice in the proper fashion, you actually went through the motions properly, and the blood was sprinkled on the altar, in that situation, that is the time in which a person will have violated the pigul, and the punishment of kares would apply.